Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Matthew Rayburn Show. This is me, Matthew Rayburn, and this is my show. Welcome to my studio apartment. Yes, it is Sunday, May 1st. Happy May Day. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm so excited. I am so thankful for you joining. I'm so thankful for you listening. I am live on anchor.fm if you're listening to the recorded part of the podcast. No, I do very little editing. I just do a stream of consciousness and bullet points, and I turn on this camera here on Facebook Live. Welcome once again. Let us dance. Oh, this is so good. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry if you can't see these wonderful dance moves if you're listening to the podcast. But if you go to, Facebook Live, I'm on there right now breaking a dance moves. Oh, my goodness. I have so much fun while I'm doing this show. I look fairly fly today. I enjoy this blazer. Enjoy this pocket square. The tie's okay. Wink! No, but really, I'm thankful for everything that I've got going on. I'm so thankful for what the Lord's doing for me in my life. I'm so thankful for what the Lord is doing for my family. This is just good things. And so I know that bad things are coming around the corner. Why? Because that's the way it is. That is just the way things are. And that is just the way things happen to be, because it's cyclical, but it's also measurable life I'm speaking upon. Murphy's Law is a real thing, so prepare for the worst, because they're going to come. You don't know what's going to be happening around the corner. That's what we're going to be talking about today, being fragile. We're also going to be talking about aliens in Turkish land. Turkish mayors understand that the aliens are real. but also, we're going to be talking about words. We're going to be talking about life. We're going to be talking about God and how much he loves us and what he's done for us. Let's continue with the Matthew Rayburn Show. Word of the day. You got to use your words, or otherwise you're going to lose your words. You have to expand your vocabulary. You have to remain curious with the language that you speak. You have to continually read and think and use the words that you read and thought about. It's a real thing. Let's word of the day today. It's a verb now. That's silly. Leviathan. Leviathan is the word of the day. It's a noun. It's spelled L-E-V-I-A-T-H-A-N. Leviathan is the word of the day. Matt, what does it mean? A Leviathan is something large or formidable. Do you have a Leviathan in your life? Do you have a situation that seems unsurmountable? Go to God. We'll talk about that later. The definition that they put in this particular sentence is, say, towering Leviathans of the forest, these giant sequoias often reach heights more than 200 feet. Do you think that your broken car is a Leviathan? Do you think that your disobeying child is a Leviathan? Do you think that the amount of debt that you have is a Leviathan? Now, those are all metaphorical Leviathans. Do you have a physical one, like a real one? Do you have a giant boulder in your driveway where you can't get out? I don't think that's the case for anybody listening to the Matthew Rayburn Show. Let me adjust the camera here, because adjust the camera. Anyways, we're having fun today here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. Yeah, Leviathan. Use your words, otherwise you're going to lose your words. Leviathan is the word of the day. National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. May 1st, 2022, it is Schools Principals Day. Do you remember your school principal when you were in school? My elementary school principal's name was Miss Boyd. Ms. Boyd. That's right, Ms. Boyd. I remember her being real specific with that. It's Ms. Boyd. And I remember her having a lot of Kwanzaa celebrations in our elementary school. And I remember, wow, memories. And I remember learning about Kwanzaa in elementary school from her, who celebrates Kwanzaa, which is not that popular of a holiday, yet it is a holiday that people do celebrate. Let's move on. National Principals Day. See, it's May Day. Let's read about May Day. May 1st is May Day. It ushers in a traditional celebration of flowers in spring. In certain cultures, it's the first day of summer. May Day has been a tradition for celebrating flowers, for celebrating life and love. See, earlier than pre-Christian times, interesting, in English tradition, the observance is celebrated by crowning a May queen and dancing around a May pole. The Finnish recognize a carnival-type celebration in the streets that include a special type of lemonade made with lemons, brown sugar, and yeast. Interesting. So it's like a sweet lemon beer. Interesting. In France, it is correct to give people either dogwood or lily of the valley while Italians celebrate with a seasonal feast in honor of the arrival of spring. It is May Day. It is also National Lemonade Day. Speaking of lemonade, lemonade is enjoyed all around the world. It is delicious. It's sour. It's tart. It's sweet. It's easy to make. It's easy to get wrong. It's easy to get right. Lemonade Day. Everyone makes it a little bit different, a little bit sweeter, a little bit more tart. I enjoy lemonade. You enjoy a lemonade glass. Today, use hashtag National Lemonade Day in your social media posts today. National Mother Goose Day. National Mother Goose Day on May 1st each year honors Mother Goose and the imaginary author of a collection of fairy tales and nursery rhymes we loved as children. Do you know any Mother Gooseries? Comment down below. What is your favorite Mother Goosery, Matt? I think it was the, I almost started singing Lady Madonna from the Beatles. No, it's, you know, the one with the children in the shoe that maybe I don't know too well. Wink, let's move on. National Chocolate Parfait Day, live and real here on the Matthew Ribbon Show. The layers of sweetness on May 1st ushers in National Chocolate Parfait Day. What's a parfait, Matt? It's a cup, and it has layers of different textured ingredients. You could have a savory parfait. You could have a granola parfait. You can have a sweet dessert parfait, which this is describing here on this National Day segment of the Matthew Ribbon Show, National Chocolate Parfait Day. Law Day. It's Law Day, everybody. The United States observes Law Day annually on May 1st. This day encourages all Americans to reflect on the personal rights and liberties which are enjoyed and exercised daily. That's fascinating because we're getting that Ministry of Truth coming around. I don't get really political here on the show often. Sometimes I do. Ministry of Truth means they get to decide what's true and what's not true. That's not lawful. That's against the Constitution, and it bothers me. Let's read about National Loyalty Day, because this segment's starting to get interesting. On May 1st, National Loyalty Day, it's not about loyalty in the sense of to like a spouse or to your church. No, it's National Loyalty Day recognizes American freedom and is set aside for the reaffirmation of the loyalty to the United States and recognition of the heritage of American freedom. Interesting. Fascinating. Let's read more about that. National Loyalty Day. It says, every U.S. president since 1955, this is interesting, has set aside the day May 1st, whether they call for Americans to raise the flags, pray, or reflect on their heritage, each of them recognizes an inherent need for the country to be united in our basic ideals. Their messages speak of loyalty and freedom in equal measure, especially for those who serve in the military. And while the message may stray from certain agreement on certain topics, interesting sentence, the central messages remain the same. I don't think that Joe Biden will be doing anything about National Loyalty Day today. Why? Because there's so many strange and awkward proclivities that are happening in this nation when it comes to the political spectrum, the wokeism, what's taught in schools, what's not taught in schools, what's taught on the coasts, what's like on the left and right coast versus what's happening in, quote, flyover country. That's such an insult to me. But that said, I'm just fascinated by the, what would our president say our common goals are? What would our president say our common needs are? What would our president say we can get along with? What can we be loyal to? I think it's so wishy-washy when it comes to things like that, that it's quite hilarious. That, see, it even goes down in the history of it. It talks about what Obama said, what Clinton said, what Trump said, what Bush said, but not, it's just fantastic. I don't even think the old man can even do it. It's just so sad. Let's continue the subject. Sorry, let's continue the segment. I meant to say, here's something else that I didn't mean to get like this, guys, but here we go again. I don't think that Joe Biden will be celebrating Silver Star Service Banner Day. Let's click on that. So on Silver Star Service Banner Day, say that five times fast, Americans honor the sacrifices of the combat wounded, ill, and dying service members on Silver Star Service Banner Day. The day also recognizes service members awarded the Silver Star Medal. Across all branches of the United States military, the Silver Star Service Banner and flag honor Silver Star, that's fun to say, Silver Star families for their services and gallantry, which is an awesome word. We need more gallantry here in America. On May 1st, the observance encourages us to honor military heroes and their families across the country. It is not Memorial Day. It is National Silver Star Service Banner Day. That was National Day here on the Matthew Rayburn Show. Weird news. I love weird things and I love news. And together it creates the weird news segment on the Matthew Rayburn Show. Headline, Turkish mayor suggests Göbekli Tepe was created by aliens. To do some referencing real quick, Göbekli Tepe is an assortment of columns and pillars, rocks, in circular form, in rectangular form, in prism form, and a maze. I'm looking at a picture of it now with hieroglyphics and pictures on those particular stones. Let's read. The mayor of the Turkish city wherein Göbekli Tepe is located recently offered a fantastic theory for the ancient archaeological sites and origins. Aliens. The eyebrow-raising assessment reportedly occurred earlier this week as Zeynel Abin Matt, did you read this beforehand? I did, but it's still hard because it's a Turkish name. Beyazgul, who presides over the community of Urfa. He was speaking to Turkish media outlet Milliyet. In discussing the 12,000-year-old complex, the mayor mused that, quote, every person who sees Göbekli Tepe, scientist or normal person, states that there is a mystery and secrets here, but they can't find it, end quote. The mayor then boldly declared that, quote, I will tell you about these mysteries and secrets, end quote, which he apparently believes center around an extraterrestrial hypothesis. Let's read on. To that end, the mayor surprisingly argued that, quote, the statues of Göbekli Tepe depict something other than humans. They seem to be coming from somewhere else. They remind me of aliens, end quote. Lest one think that Beyazgul was merely waxing poetic, he pointed out a number of elements about the site which informed that thinking. Specifically, the mayor noted that the aforementioned sculptures show people who were wearing attire that appears to be out of place in the era from which the complex was built. Interesting. Quote, people of that time wore pelts, but here they are wearing V-shaped motifs, he noted, wondering if the first humans wore pelts, who are these people? I don't know. Let's read on. Additionally, Beyazgul pointed out the particular depiction of handbags in some of the artwork at Göbekli Tepe and observed that, quote, those purses are akin to modern purses of today, not like what they wore in the past. If we think that those purses were made by men of the time, they would be wrong. The probability of another living creature making that purse is more likely, end quote. Beyond the artwork at the site, the mayor also expressed skepticism that the massive stones used to construct the complex could have been moved by humans and instead asked, quote, did beings from outer space come and do this, end quote. Super interesting, super strange. While the theory that extraterrestrials may have had a hand in Göbekli Tepe, it is not particularly a new idea to ancient alien enthusiasts. The fact that Beyazgul seemingly endorsed the concept is rather remarkable. That said, unless some earth-shattering artifact is unearthed at the site of this day, the extraterrestrials at hand in building the complex is likely to remain a matter of conjecture. What do you think? Comment down below. This is fascinating. This is weird. This is the Matthew Redburn Show. We open ourselves to the questioning of, like, where did we come from? Why are we here? We know we didn't choose to be alive. How many times has God done this earth thing? I do believe in biblical earth. I do believe that the earth is a lot younger than carbon dating says. It's just fascinating. It's just super strange. There's a lot of archaeological things that are unexplainable. There's a lot of sightings and history and things on the walls in ancient times that are just unexplainable, or strange, or fascinating, or beautiful. I remain curious. I remain weird. I remain news-filled here on the Matthew Redburn Show. We are a fragile folk. We are a fragile people. We don't know when the next calamity is going to come on. We don't know how we're going to react to the next day. I'm not necessarily speaking culturally in the sense of how Americans only really think day to day, maybe a week in advance. They know that Christmas is coming up, but they're somehow always surprised when it does come up. I'm talking about financially in that aspect. But we are fragile. You don't know when a drunk driver is going to hit you while you're driving. You don't know when a bird is going to fly through the window. You don't know when somebody in your family is going to die. You don't know when your neighbor is going to fall asleep while smoking a cigarette and burn the apartment building down. You don't know when a tornado is going to happen when they said that the weather wasn't going to be as severe, because you can't really rely on the weatherman, because the weatherman can lie and still get just paid the same, even though we build up like an emotional relationship with the person that we don't even know. We can get into the weatherman, weather lady situation later, how cute they are, how dynamic they are, what they wear, and how you relate to that in the morning and what channel you watch. There's layers to that, but we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about being fragile. Health concerns, yes, you can accumulate good health habits, but still we don't know when calamity is going to strike. So why are you bringing that up, Matt? What's the point of understanding how fragile you are? Well, it's to humble you. It's to reduce your pride. It's to understand that life is special. Life is precious. Life is needed. Life is so magical and multifaceted in the sense of it's happening all around us, and we're all equally fragile. It's all happening all around us, and we don't know when exactly it's going to end. So it's like, how old actually are you? I know that I am this particular age and you are that particular age, but we don't know how much time we're given on this planet. So does that make me younger than you? Does that make me older than you? It's all kind of relative and special and strange and intriguing at that. And so I'm fascinated by how people forget about how fragile they are, how they fill their minds with tons of hubris and vigor, which can be used for great good, but it also can be used for great evil. It's just fascinating how people don't understand that like this, they can just go like this, things can change like this, everything can happen. And sometimes overwhelming. And so it's just like, you don't even know what to do. Let's read the Bible. It's because it's always a good idea to read the Bible. Let's read, this is the King James Version. James 4 verse 10, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up. Now, I don't mean like he shall lift you up in the sense of prosperity preaching, like you're going to be blessed overtly, like you're going to have a lot of money in your bank account and drive a nice car and things like that. No. Lift you up, like lift your spirits. When you humble yourself before God, therefore you'll realize where and what you need. You need him. You need each other. We need each other in the sense of we all need to rely on each other. We all need to rely on God and rely on each other. And the community will grow better. The nation will grow better. Your family will grow better. Microly, macroly, however you want to assess it. I mean, to read another verse or two verses, I should say, 1 Peter 5 verses 6 and 7, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Yeah, it's a real thing. It's fascinating in the sense that we don't know when we're going to leave. And when it says the hand of God, it's the hand of God affecting the wind, affecting the everything around us. I know I'm trying to talk and this is a podcast and you don't want to watch me meditate, but if you just calm your mind and just get real quiet. I can hear my neighbors. I can hear the birds outside. I can, there's cars happening. Life is happening all around us. And that's the hand of God. That's existence happening. None of us chose to be alive, yet we're here together on this existence called Earth. We're here in this existence called time. Whatever the case may be, it's so vast and special and balanced and ripple effect. And this affects this and this touches this, and how you're going to be affected by listening now or listening later, how you're going to be affected by your family members eating and farting and dying and being and throwing up. And I mean, in the sense of like, just everything's happening all around us. It's just like, it's sometimes amazing that you were chosen to be a part of this battle, that you were chosen to be a part of this time. You were made for this time. So humble yourself before God. Cast all your care upon him. Why? He's God. He created everything's going on around you. What do you care about? What are your woes? What are your worries? Let God know about them. Humble yourself before the one that created you, because he can create a way to solve your problem. If he didn't implement the problem in the sense of he's like tempting you to do wrong, or he's bringing calamity into your life, he might be testing you. Yes, he allowed the situation to happen, but he didn't necessarily cause it. He's not the enemy. He's not the one that is that you need to be fighting against. You need to be fighting against the darkness. You need to be fighting against negative mindset in the sense of not loving people, not expressing the love of life, not being humble, having too much pride, which gets in the way. Where's my other notes? It's in the car. I'm thinking about my other notebooks. See, I got like three notebooks right now. My brain works quickly, and I'm thankful for that. And I'm humbled because I've been able to control this ability. Some people call it ADD. Some people call it a superpower, whatever the case may be. I feel humbled that I can think of three things at one time, that I have these notes, these notebooks. But I guess my point that I was trying to make is that we are so fragile. We don't know when the next calamity is going to happen. And we just need to humble ourselves before God. We need to understand that we need each other and we have each other. And that's what the show's about. It's about being in a continuous state of betterment and a positive force for good. I'm humbled before the fact that I didn't choose to be alive. I'm humbled before the fact that I've been given this microphone and given this audience and given this blazer and given this mind and given this apartment so that I can spread the love of Christ, so that I can spread the love that's been given to me. I want to be a conduit for good. I want to be a conduit for love. I love you. I love America. I love life. I love my God. I love my family. I love my community. I love my friends, my coworkers, my I love people. And I'm just so thankful that that I have this wonderful time. So I see that to transition over to something else real quickly. I'm just so thankful that I can do this show. So I'm going to stop this segment right now because I've been inspired to do something else. But I'm so thankful that you're here listening to the Matthew Reverend Show.